architect and lecturer, Róisín Murphy. Welcome, Róisín.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
Okay, so a bit of bread and butter issues for people now. You're a brave woman. You're going to wade into the dispute that is tearing apart Irish households this week and every winter, every Christmas. How long should the radiators be left on for? I think we know that different people feel the cold differently, but it kind of comes down to attitudes to money and how you were reared as well, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. I think anybody who was reared during the oil crisis is expert at zone heating, turning off heating, putting another jumper on and maximising access to low-rate tariffs.
Okay, that says someone who was clearly raised during the oil crisis, yeah?
Yes, yeah, we had a thing called a back boiler, which was sort of like having a rocket in the back of the house that would occasionally be turned on. Yes. And you never knew how to turn it off. There were valves, it was like unreal, but you were freezing for 99% of the time, especially if you were down the country in a kind of remote bungalow. You just frozen, I would say, a solid experience. I remember getting to the city and turning on gas-fired central heating and thinking, oh my God, I don't think I turned it off for a year, I hate
say. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so settle this question for me. Can you save a lot of money by turning the heater down, the radiators down just a degree or two?
Yes, but you can especially save money by turning your boiler down. For those of us who are still on gas-fired boilers, and also turning the thermostat down on your immersion and turning it from, say, bath to sink for showers. So all of those degrees help.
Okay, so hang on. Yeah, we have the water too hot, do we? Most of
us.
It
depends on your plumber, but when that gas boiler goes in, make sure, especially if you're changing a boiler, you make sure you get it turned down and you can see the degrees on it. But it does save you lots of money. Not lots of money, but significant 1980s money it will save you. Over a period of a year, over a period of 2 years, it will save a bit of money. And also turning off radiators. If you don't have zoned heating, zoned heating really does save you money, which is basically not heating rooms that you're not using particularly often.
Okay, so that you know, there's this thing that cold room, one room colder will drain the heat away from the others. Not true, no?
No, that's not true, because it's in the same way as like, it's like a buffer zone. If you need to shut the door, though, and not have any kind of leaks underneath it. But essentially speaking, the only thing that really drains away heat is a cold bridge or a draft. So say if you...
What's a cold bridge?
A cold bridge is like basically a surface that meets... the cold air and has no insulation. So it's basically like, I did it myself where I put a steel beam that I thought was really cool and designery, and I wanted to expose the inside of it, but it actually acted like a fridge to the outside, drawing the cold in. So it was like a very, so your window is sometimes a cold bridge. You know, the way you put your hand up against the surface of it and it pulls the cold in. So any material like that that's not well insulated can be a cold bridge. That's why they're all pushing us towards triple glazing.
Okay, and if you can't afford triple glazing or a big insulation job right now, are there any easy wins on heating?
Oh, easy wins on heating is air tightness. Okay, so in any of the conferences you go to on retrofitting or anything like that, even the materials experts, the guys who are talking about insulation, all those things, all say the most dangerous thing in a house is actually a leaky lady house, where you'll have a vent, a chimney, or say the back of a hot press that isn't sealed properly and you have a hole and the heat going out through that. So it means all along your windows, if you keep it airtight, you've a good war against cold. And the other thing to do is insulate slowly. You don't need, the retrofit isn't a one-size-fits-all for budgets or time or any of those things. And even I have a sister-in-law who's in Paris, and they're obliged to upgrade all their units, and they're being allowed to do it like a ladder system. So if you can't afford the big outlay, or it's just too consigned, because even the paperwork around it can be quite confusing. Think about, like, insulate your attic, then insulate the walls, make it airtight, and slowly upgrade your house over time. And you can do things like, people are putting in zoned heating. And a really interesting thing that somebody was saying, because this, you're right, if I asked anybody, I said, I'm going to talk about heating on the Brendan O'Connor Show, everybody had an opinion. But they had put in the pipework for a heat pump, even though they were still using a gas boiler. When they got the kind of their pipework in. They were piping for a better heating pump system that will come, say, in a decade. So at the moment, a lot of people can't put in these heat pumps because the older houses won't accommodate them. They're too energy inefficient. But those heat pumps are going to get better in the next decade. So you can put the pipework in now when you're upgrading your heating system.
Okay. Now, lots of people are getting on with very, very specific questions, but just a few that might be kind of general ones. Okay. In general, is it better to leave radiators on for a long time at a low heat or for a short blast at max heat?
Absolutely myth. No long low heating. You're better off heating intermittently throughout the day and according to your needs. That's the general science behind it.
Okay. Does bleeding your radiators make a huge difference?
If you have an airlock in it, it will make a difference. It does, because you can feel, if you feel along your radiator, you'll see that there's part, if you, particularly if you've done some work on the house, you may get one radiator with an airlock. So yeah, it allows the water.
So how do you know if you have an airlock?
You feel cold in certain parts of the radiator where the hot water isn't circulating throughout the radiator. Do you know what I mean? You might get a cold spot on it.
Okay. You're an architect. Do you bleed your own radiators?
I'm going to lie and say yes.
Okay.
Frank the Summer has bled the radiators. He knows who he is. I'm bad at, because it was so.
I think you're right. Leave it to the experts. Like, you could do all kinds of damage. What about someone else is saying flushing out the water inside your system? Does that make the radiators more efficient?
It does, because the metal discharges into the water. If you ever see somebody who's doing work in your house, if they empty out the water from a radiator, it's black because it has all that metal. It's kind of, you know, leaking out into the water over time. So if you get any work done, try and wash those radiators out.
And finally, where in a room should you position the radiator? They're often under windows, like, and you'd wonder about that. Is that good or bad?
It depends on the design of the house, because one of the things about heating is it really is, you have a lot of passive heat from a window. Ideally speaking, large windows should be placed in the direction of sun to trap heat, and big, as much solar gain as you can get from that light. So I'm not a big radiator under window thing, because I also think in passive heating design, you want to heat your radiators to heat, say, a thermal mass in your house, which is basically the thicker walls, and that acts like a storage heater and pumps heat out during the day.
Okay, so it's okay if it's going into the wall, right? Okay.
I think it can be. It depends on the house design, but it's not, there's no one size fits all when it comes to, and I think it's one of those things that we take on board because we're told it should be, but if it's not in the correct orientation, you're just throwing heat out the window, I think.
Okay, well, people have plenty of food there now to be offering half-informed opinions in the radiator wars over the next week or two. Architect and lecturer Roisin Murphy, thank you very much. It's just after 12 noon now. We'll pause for the Angelus.